It is the Music Mansion with me, Shan Wien, because when you're in the Music Mansion, we take a deep dive into one particular song every day. We call it Backtracking.
Yo, yo, can y'all hear me?
Rewind back.
Backtracking.
So the song I want to look at today is actually a cover version. It is I Feel the Earth Move by Martika. You know, actually, we're used to some pop stars going from like kids TV to being pop stars, like Christina Aguilera or Ariana Grande or Selena Gomez. But actually, Martika was kind of the first one, because back in 1982, she was in a TV show for children called Kids Incorporated, which was about a group of neighborhood kids who would sing on the street corner and make productions for the neighbors. So anyway, after that, she did go on to be a pop star. She's perhaps best known for Toy Soldiers, isn't she? Well, this famous cover was originally written and performed by Carole King. So back in the early 70s was when this song first came out. Covered by a few people, but yes, perhaps the most famous cover was by Martika. So it came out in 1989, this song, and was expected to do very well, and it was charging up the charts until an earthquake happened that year in San Francisco, and then the radio stations in America decided it was a bit bad taste, I suppose, to have a song called I Feel the Earth Move, and they all dropped it from their radio playlist, and after that the song just disappeared off the charts. That's very unlucky, I feel, for everyone involved. Well, that is our deep dive into this song for today. I'm going to play it for you now. It's Backtracking here on 1FM. And it's Martika, her version of I Feel the Earth Move. Enjoy.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
Yo, yo, can y'all hear me?
Rewind it.
Backtracking.
I take a deep dive into one particular song, and the song today is So this song actually began with an American songwriter called Julie Gold. Now, she wasn't really a professional singer or anything. She was actually working as a secretary, and she was writing songs in her free time. And she wrote this song, From a Distance. She thought it was really good. And she tried to approach lots of different record labels, and nobody wanted it. Nobody would buy the song. Eventually, a friend of a friend forwarded it to this woman called Nancy Griffith. And she loved the song, and she actually did the original version in 1987. Nancy Griffith's version sounds like this.
From a distance.
But of course, the most famous version is done by Bette Midler. Did you know that Bette Midler was born in Hawaii? Yeah, she was born in Honolulu, and her family was one of the few Jewish families in a mostly Asian neighborhood. Anyway, she covered the song for her seventh studio album, which was titled Some People's Lives, and the song was released in 1990. Part of the reason it became so popular was because the Gulf War was happening at that time, and so there was a lot in popular culture of soldiers being away, families being separated and at a distance. So that helped the popularity of the song, and it was very high up in the charts, number two on the Billboard Hot 100, and it won a Grammy as well. In 1991, it got the Grammy for Song of the Year. So I'm going to play it for you now. Our Backtracking song for today. From a Distance on 1FM.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green.
Tricks as well. And the song for Backtracking today is this famous one from Aerosmith. So, of course, Aerosmith's Don't Want to Miss a Thing was used in the 1998 sci-fi disaster film Armageddon, and Steven Tyler's daughter Liv did star in that one. However, the song was not written by them. The song was written by a woman called Diane Warren. Now, she's a very famous singer-songwriter and has written 9 number one songs, which include things like If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher. And also, Because You Loved Me, Celine Dion. So So Diane Warren wrote I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, and she was quoted in an article saying that she expected someone like Celine Dion to sing it eventually. However, it went to, of course, the rock band Aerosmith. She says she was inspired lyrically by a particular interview which was between Barbara Streisand and her husband James Brolin, and he said that he missed his wife when they were asleep. He loved her so much that he missed her when they were asleep. And Diane Warren was inspired by this and wrote down the lyric, I don't want to miss a thing. And that was the start of the song. Here it is, famously done by Aerosmith. It is our backtracking song for today on 1FM.
I could stay awake just to hear.